Well, earlier this week, we brought you a story about the first of three projects originating here in Duluth that have been named finalists with the Night Cities Challenge. There are 144 finalists, so the final cut down, or two or three, is going to take a while. But though these finalists of 144 were chosen from a pool of more than 4,500 applicants. We talked earlier this week about the idea of a pop-up parklet in Canal Park, along with some other kind of fun pop-ups down in Canal Park. And an idea that also became a finalist is an idea that many of us here in the Northland are not only excited about, many folks participated in it. Chris Eilers is the executive director of the St. Louis River Alliance, and she joins us this morning to talk about it. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So this is a familiar project. Folks will remember hearing about this project that was nominated. It's the One River Many Stories project.
Yes.
It was such a cool idea, but the three things that these projects had to have, in order to be considered, they had to have one or more of the following three criteria. Talent, ideas that help cities attract and keep talented people. Opportunity, ideas that expand economic prospects and break down divides. And three, ideas that spur connection and civic involvement. I think it's pretty easy to see where the One River story fits in.
Exactly. We are very honored and fortunate to have been approached by the UMD Journalism Department, Jennifer Moore and John Hatcher, and all the rest of the team from the last project to be involved in this next phase after they became finalists. So the St. Louis River Alliance, along with Equilibrium 3, will be working with UMD on this final project here. The grant application is due on the 30th, so we are busy wrapping that up and excited to take this into a different level.
Was it a surprise for you, the St. Louis River Alliance? One of the things that I know about the St. Louis River Alliance is that you folks work like crazy, but you're a tiny little organization, and so you're just fiendishly churning out work down there, but it's not a huge operation. You don't have endless amounts of funding. Was it a surprise for you to be named a finalist in this Night Cities Challenge?
Well, actually, John Hatcher and Jennifer Moore and Paul worked on the first part of the application, and then because of the deep civic and the community-based organizations that were involved in the last pilot project, we had discussed earlier last year about possibly collaborating on a new one when we saw people coming out of the woodwork to be a part of this, which isn't a surprise in Duluth here. We're really a stronghold of artists and really creative people. And not only that, but we are a water community. And we have the largest U.S. tributary to Lake Superior. We have Lake Superior, so it's really not a surprise. At the same time, when we're doing a lot of restoration on the river and people are starting to see the results of a cleaner river and getting really excited, and at the same time sort of healing from the wounds of from ages of neglect and unchecked pollution from before it was illegal to dump stuff into the river. So we're moving into a different phase here in our community, and a lot of us have been feeling that. And so this really is a perfect project for us to work on with these other partners. So what the UMD wanted to do with this was to give it back to the community when they saw the explosion of interest and all of the artwork and all of the writing that came out of the last project. And so that is the vision for this following the pilot project that was so successful that really built the name. I think everybody's heard One River Many Stories. They did a great job of getting the word out and involving the entire community. And because of that explosion of interest and because of the work that the Alliance has been doing and because of the work that Equilibrium 3 has been doing and a lot of other groups here that we will be partnering with, we decided to really focus on the vision of, hey, how can we impact an entire community by giving people the tools and empowering people to tell their stories in many different ways. And so we'll be focusing on working with groups, the Native American community especially. We want them to lead the way in telling the stories that have kind of been buried over time. Everybody's got a story about the river or their connections, and so we're really wanting to invigorate and reconnect people to the river, which is what the Alliance mission is. And so it makes sense for these strong community groups to be involved in this. So we're so excited. This is exactly in line with our mission. Same with Equilibrium 3 and UMD. It's a really creative collaborative, and we will be looking to the community as we plan things. Hopefully we will be awarded the grant, but we're still working on some of those things. But the vision is to involve the entire community and tell those stories that sort of break the barriers of, you know, any kind of polarization that's happened. And we all can get around certain things. And so the community is coming together over the river, many different places. People and vocations and beliefs, but people still love the river. They love the water here, and that's a focal point of unity for us. So we're going to see what kinds of great things come out of this, and we're really looking to see what there's a research component to this that Jennifer Moore will be doing, and we want to really just see what kinds of impact people can have on the community by just telling their story.
Well, as I understand from Alyssa Hansen, who we talked to earlier this week, it's not going to be until this spring, May or June, whether you find out if you actually were awarded some money. But in the meantime, congratulations. Duluth has certainly been done proud by the folks that are behind these three projects. And Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the opportunity with the Knights Foundation.
Chris Eilers is the executive director of the St. Louis River Alliance. And one of the other projects, there were three projects in total. The second project that we're talking about this morning is the One River Many Stories Project, which was also named a finalist with the Knight Cities Challenge. The third project is coming up. We're going to be having that conversation next week right here on 103.3 KUMD. And that idea is Seize Duluth Workshops, expanding opportunities in Duluth by connecting young residents and job seekers through professional opportunities in a variety of workshops using unused historic buildings. We've got that story coming up next week right here on Northland Morning.